Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Cocaine Vespers, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, The Blood of the Faithful. The first time I poisoned my flock, I told myself it was an act of love. St. Ignatius Catholic Church had been rotting long before I arrived. The stench of decay clung to its bones like a curse. Peeling paint, warped pews, a crucifix so termite-riddled Jesus' face sagged like melted wax. The roof leaked when it rained, pooling holy water in the aisles. Rats nested in the confessionals. The neighborhood had devolved into a graveyard of needle-strewn alleys and boarded-up storefronts, where dealers like Javier conducted their business in broad daylight, slinging crack and fentanyl to ghosts who'd long stopped caring whether they lived or died. But the church, the church was my corpse to resurrect. I'd spent 3 years on my knees, begging God for a miracle. "Give me a sign," I'd whisper, pressing my forehead to the cold marble altar until it left red grooves in my skin. "Let me save them." But the only answer was silence, broken by the occasional crackle of gunfire outside. The collection plate stayed empty. The pews gathered dust. By my third Christmas, even the choir had abandoned me. Old Mrs. Gutierrez took her off-key hymnals to a Pentecostal storefront down the block, where they handled snakes and spoke in tongues. "God's not here anymore, Padre," Javier told me one night, leaning against the church's chained gates. He couldn't have been older than 17, his face still round with baby fat beneath a snapback hat crusted in dried vomit. "This whole block belongs to El Toro now." He jerked his chin toward the black Escalade idling at the curb, its tinted windows humming with bass. I gripped my rosary until the beads bit into my palm. "This is his house. He doesn't abandon his children." Javier snorted. "Your children are dead, in jail, or sucking dick for meth. Wake the fuck up." The dream came that same night. I stood at the altar, holding a chalice of wine that glowed like liquid rubies. A voice boomed from the rafters, "Feed my sheep," and when I raised the cup, the doors blew open. They poured in by the hundreds, hollow-eyed mothers, twitching junkies, gangsters with teardrop tattoos. They knelt, weeping, as I pressed the chalice to their lips. "Drink," I urged, and when they did, their skin flushed pink. Their backs straightened. Their eyes cleared. I woke gasping, the taste of copper on my tongue. The next morning, I pawned my father's gold pocket watch, the last thing he'd given me before the pancreatic cancer ate him alive, and bought an 8-ball from Javier. "You," he laughed, weighing the coke in his palm like it was a joke. "Ain't this against your vows or some shit?" I stared at the Virgin Mary tattooed on his neck, her face distorted by a poorly inked tear. "It's medicine." Mixing the cocaine into the sacramental wine felt like blasphemy. My hands shook as I crushed the powder with the edge of a psalm book, the granules glittering like crushed diamonds under the sacristy's flickering fluorescent light. I'd chosen a cheap Cabernet, bitter, acidic, the kind that clung to the back of your throat, perfect for masking the grit. "This is madness," I thought, stirring the concoction with a silver spoon. "You'll be defrocked. Arrested. Damned." But then I remembered Mrs. O'Leary. She'd been coming to Mass every Sunday since her son, Sean, overdosed in a Burger King bathroom. 65 years old, back bent like a question mark, clutching his Marine Corps photo to her chest like a relic. Last week, she'd collapsed during the Eucharist, sobbing so violently I had to pry the photo from her fingers to keep the glass from shattering. "Why won't he let me die, Father?" she'd begged, her breath reeking of Schlitz and despair. "Why won't he take me too?" I poured the tainted wine into the chalice. "Feed my sheep." They straggled in as usual that Sunday. A dozen lost souls shuffling through the doors, eyes downcast, shoulders hunched under the weight of their private hells. Mrs. O'Leary sat in the front row, Sean's photo propped on the pew beside her. Old Man Ruiz wheeled himself down the aisle, his left side still paralyzed from the stroke that had killed his wife mid-argument. "At least she died right," he'd rasped once, mouth still moving. Diego, the 14-year-old orphan who'd been sleeping in the choir loft since child services stopped looking for him, not a stolen Slim Jim behind the pulpit. My hands didn't shake as I raised the host. The body of Christ. Amen, they mumbled, lining up with limp hands and dead eyes. But when I lifted the chalice, the blood of Christ, everything changed. Mrs. O'Leary went first. She sipped, frowned, then froze as the Coke hit her bloodstream. Her spine snapped straight. Her milky eyes widened, and suddenly she was vibrating, clutching my robes with skeletal fingers. Father, she gasped, tears cutting through her pancake makeup. I can feel him. Sean, he's here. Old Man Ruiz choked on his sip, then burst into laughter, a deep, rumbling sound none of us knew he could still make. Hijo de puta, he wheezed, slapping his paralyzed thigh. Maria always said you'd kill us with your cooking. Diego inhaled his portion. For a heartbeat, nothing. Then he lunged at the chalice, knocking it from my hands. Ruby droplets splattered the altar as he lapped at the spilled wine like a feral cat. More, he snarled, eyes wild. Gimme more. Chaos erupted. The congregation descended on the altar, clawing at the chalice, tearing my sleeves, screaming in tongues. I had to bodily drag Diego off Mrs. O'Leary when he bit her arm, drawing blood. By the time I locked myself in the sacristy, my heart was a jackhammer. What have I done? But through the door, I heard them laughing. They came back. Not just the regulars, everyone. Junkies from the tent city under the bridge. Gangbangers with Glocks tucked in their waistbands. Even Javier slunk in, smirking at the back, arms crossed over his Santa Muerte tattoo. By the third Sunday, we had to prop the doors open to handle the crowd. They lined up for communion like it was a fucking soup kitchen, palms outstretched, eyes glittering with desperate hope. It's a miracle, Mrs. O'Leary sobbed, pressing a wad of food stamps into the collection plate. Her son's photo now had a fresh frame. I talk to him, Father. Every night, when the wine wears off, he tells me to stay. Old Man Ruiz wheeled himself forward for thirds, his good hand steady as a surgeon's. The pain's gone, he grinned, tapping his dead leg. Like God himself Novocaine me. Even Diego had stopped stealing. He followed me like a shadow, polishing the candlesticks, scrubbing graffiti off the pews. Can I be your altar boy? He asked one night, watching me spike the next day's wine. I'll do anything. I should have stopped. I didn't. The confessionals became the real revelation. They queued up for hours, not to repent, but to confess, raw, unfiltered truth pouring out of them like pus from a lanced wound. A meth head named Lacey admitted she'd sold her toddler for a hit. I'd do it again, she hissed, clawing at the screen. I'd sell you, Padre, if it got me high. A pimp called Ghost wept as he described drowning a rival in the East River. He looked like my brother, he choked. Same stupid gap in his teeth when he begged. Javier came last, reeking of weed and guilt. El Toro's onto you, he muttered, avoiding the Judas hole. Says you're cutting into his territory. Told me to torch the place. I stilled. Will you? He laughed bitterly. Nah. Your shit's better than his. I slid a vial of pure coke through the screen. Then keep watch. The desecration came on a Thursday. I'd stayed late to scrub blood off the altar. Ghost had pistol-whipped a customer who'd shorted him. When the smell hit me. Gasoline. They'd smashed the stained glass saints, replaced their faces with spray-painted skulls. The tabernacle hung open, its consecrated hosts trampled into the carpet. Above the crucifix, in dripping red letters, Calate, Padre. Shut up. On the altar, amid the rubble, sat a baggie of my own product, stamped with El Toro's grinning skull logo. I fell to my knees, shards of glass cutting through my cassock. The coke had been cut with something glittery. Fentanyl? Glass? Either way, a message. We can ruin your magic. But as I stared at the defiled altar, blood trickling down my shins, all I felt was rage. This is MY house. The chalice lay dented in the corner. I grabbed it, filled it with tainted wine, and drank deep. The world sharpened. Colors brightened. And in that moment, I didn't see ruin. I saw a crusade. Chapter 2, Wolves at the Door. The smell of gasoline lingered long after the cartel left. I knelt in the wreckage of the sacristy, glass shards biting into my knees, and stared at the grinning skull stamped on the baggie of cut coke they'd left behind. My hands shook, not from fear, but from rage. The cross above the altar hung crooked, its fractured Christ glaring down at me like I'd failed a test. Maybe I had. Padre. Diego's voice cracked from the doorway. The kid stood silhouetted against the dim glow of streetlights bleeding through shattered stained glass, his hands clutching a rusted fire poker like it was Moses' staff. Behind him, Mrs. O'Leary hovered in the nave, her dead son's photo pressed to her chest like a shield. The rest of the congregation had fled. "Smart. Get out," I said, not turning. But they trashed everything. I said, "Get out." The words came out sharper than I'd intended. Diego flinched, dropping the poker. It clattered against the marble, echoing through the hollowed-out sanctuary. Mrs. O'Leary let out a whimper, retreating into the shadows. I didn't blame them. The air tasted like violence, metallic and sour, and I wasn't sure I could trust myself not to spill it. I pocketed the tainted Coke and stood, my cassock snagging on a splintered pew. The chalice lay dented in the corner, wine pooling beneath it like old blood. I salvaged what was left, my reflection warped in its silver curves, a gaunt face, eyes sunken and fever bright. A shepherd, more like a stray dog gnawing on bones. The rectory was worse. They'd kicked in the door, shredded my journals, pissed on the crucifix above my bed. But it was the message spray painted on the wall that froze me. "Callate, Padre. Shut up. El Toro's calling card." I'd heard the stories, bodies dumped in the river with their tongues cut out, snitches melted in acid barrels. The cartel didn't make threats. They made examples. I poured myself three fingers of sacramental whiskey, the bottle hidden behind a false panel in the confessional. The burn steadied me. Think. Adapt. They wanted silence. I'd give them a fucking symphony. Javier found me at dawn, lurking by the dumpsters behind the bodega. He looked worse than usual, eyes bloodshot, lips chapped, the Santa Muerte tattoo on his neck smudged with fresh ink. "Heard what happened," he muttered, lighting a cigarette with trembling hands. "El Toro's pissed. Says you're stealing his clients." "Clients?" I stepped closer, my shadow swallowing him. "Last I checked, Christ didn't charge admission." He snorted, ash flicking onto his Jordans. "You think this is a joke? Dude's got sicarios on payroll. They'll turn your church into a fucking columbarium." I grabbed his wrist, squeezing until the cigarette fell. "Then why warn me? You working for him, or playing guardian angel?" His gaze darted to the alley's mouth. "I ain't nobody's angel. But your shit, it's good, you know? Pure. El Toro's cutting his product with Fent now. Killed three of my cousins last week. Ah. Guilt. The universal currency of the damned." I released him, palming a vial of uncut coke from my pocket. "How much does he know?" "Enough." Javier eyed the vial like it was the Holy Grail. "Says you're either with him or against him. 50% cut, or," he mimed, slitting his throat. The vial glinted in the weak light as I held it out. "Tell him I'll pay. Tonight. Midnight, in the confessional." Javier hesitated. "Why the confessional?" I smiled. "Even wolves need to repent." Midnight mass was packed. Word had spread about the attack, turning my flock into a pack of nervous hyenas. They crowded the pews, twitching and sweating, their eyes locked on the chalice like it held the cure for cancer. Mrs. O'Leary rocked in the front row, whispering to Sean's photo. Diego paced the aisle, a kitchen knife tucked in his belt. I'd tripled the dose. "The body of Christ," I intoned, placing the host on each trembling tongue. "Amen," they rasped, a chorus of the damned. When I raised the chalice, the room held its breath. "The blood of Christ." They surged forward, clawing and gasping, wine dribbling down their chins. Within minutes, the transformation was visceral. Back straightened. Eyes dilated. Mrs. O'Leary cackled, spinning in the aisle like a dervish. Diego pressed his forehead to the altar, muttering psalms. "God's work," I told myself. "You're saving them." But the coke buzzed in my veins too, sharpening the lie. The confessional reeked of sweat and spice. El Toro's men arrived first, two hulking sicarios with neck tattoos and nickel-plated Glocks. They patted me down, rough hands lingering on my collar like they wanted to rip it off. "El Jeef comes alone," the taller one growled. "Try anything, and we'll feed you to the river." I said nothing. Let them think I was scared. El Toro arrived at 12:15, his gold crucifix glinting under the flickering votives. He filled the confessional like a bull in a coffin, his cologne masking the stench of dried blood under his nails. "Padrecito," he purred, sliding onto the bench. "You look like hell. Occupational hazard." I kept my voice steady, my hand on the vial hidden in my sleeve. "You wanted tribute." He leaned closer, his breath hot and sour. 50%. "Every week. And you tell your pendejos to buy from me, not your magic wine. Or." His smile showed teeth filed to points. I'll nail you to that altar. Let your junkies drink your blood instead. The vial slipped into my palm. There's another option. Oh! I lunged, clamping a hand over his mouth and jamming the vial's open end between his lips. He thrashed, fists hammering the wood. But I'd spent a decade holding down addicts in the ER before seminary. I knew how to pin a man. Swallow, I hissed. He did. The coke hit him fast. First, the panic, wild eyes clawing at his throat. Then the euphoria. His pupils swallowed the hazel, and he slumped against the wall, giggling like a schoolgirl. Chingadoo, he slurred, pawing at my robe. What is this? Grace, I said, tossing him another vial. Cheaper than bullets, isn't it? He stared at it, hunger warring with pride. You think you can buy me? No, I opened the confessional door. But I can make you need me. Outside, his men froze. El Toro stumbled into the nave, vial in hand, and the congregation turned as one. Mrs. O'Leary licked her lips. Diego's knife glinted. Jeef, one Sicario whispered. El Toro hesitated. Then, with a snarl, he uncapped the vial and snorted it. The silence shattered. His men charged him, not me, scrambling for a taste, fists flying. El Toro roared, firing a wild shot into the ceiling. Plaster rained down as the flock descended, a frenzy of teeth and nails. I slipped out the side door, the screams fading behind me. The fire was poetic. El Toro's stash house was a brownstone on de Gras, windows barred, porch littered with used syringes. I'd followed Javier here weeks ago, memorizing the shifts. Two guards. No cameras. The gasoline sloshed in the can as I doused the walls. For the defiling of my sanctuary, I whispered, striking a match. It caught fast. Flames licked up the siding, devouring the dry rot. By the time the first screams erupted inside, I was three blocks away, rosary beads cutting into my fist. Let it burn. Ramirez found me at sunrise, sipping whiskey in the rubble of the sacristy. Arson's a sin, Father, he said, tossing a photo of the charred brownstone onto the altar. A melted body curled in the ashes, its hands clasped in prayer. I drained the glass. So's apathy. He grabbed my collar, shoving me against the wall. You think you're smart? El Toro's blaming the Sinaloans. There's a war coming, and your little cult's ground zero. I smiled. Then I'll build a bigger cross. He let go, disgusted. You're not a priest. You're a virus. Funny. I straightened my stole. I was just thinking the same about you. He left without another word. I waited until his taillights vanished, then pulled the chalice from its hiding place. The wine inside swirled, cloudy and potent. Feed my sheep. I drank deep, and the world caught fire. Chapter 3, A New Testament. The war began with a baptism of fire. El Toro's retaliation came not for the stash house, but for the humiliation. 3 days after the brownstone burned, they dragged Mrs. O'Leary from her apartment. They left her on the church steps at dawn, her wrists slit ear to ear, Sean's photo stuffed in her mouth. The blood pooled around her like a halo, seeping into the cracks of the stone where she'd once knelt for communion. I found Diego crouched beside her, trying to wipe the blood off her face with his shirt tail. His hands shook so badly he kept smearing it, turning her powdered cheeks into a grotesque watercolor. She's sea cold, he stammered, not looking at me. We gotta get her inside, right? Before the cops come. I knelt, pried the photo from her lips. Sean's grin stared up at me, flecked with crimson. They'll be back, I said. Take her to the basement. Use the old baptismal font. His eyes widened. But it's broken. Do it. I left him there, my robes snagging on the dried blood as I stormed into the nave. The air reeked of fear and incense, the pews half empty for the first time since I'd spiked the wine. Those who remained huddled in clusters, passing a dented flask of sacramental vodka. Lacey, the meth head who'd sold her kid, rocked in a corner, chewing her fingernails to stumps. They're coming for us, she hissed as I passed. They're gonna peel our skins off and make coats. Silence. The word cracked like a whip. They froze, eyes darting to the shotgun slung over my shoulder. A Remington 870 I'd traded Javier for a month's supply of uncut coke. This is God's house, I said, thumbing the pump. And we are his army. Ghost, the pimp, stood slowly. His gold chains glinted under the flickering votives. Army? We ain't soldiers, Padre. We're fucking targets. I leveled the barrel at his chest. Then die like one. The room held its breath. Outside, a siren wailed. I lowered the gun. The cartel thinks we're weak. That we'll scatter like roaches. But we have something they don't. I pulled the chalice from beneath the altar, filled it to the brim with wine so heavily, laced it looked like liquid chalk. We have faith. Lacey lunged first, then the others. They fought like animals, scratching and biting, until the chalice was dry. By nightfall, they were ready. Javier brought the intel. He found me in the bell tower, staring through a rusted telescope at El Toro's compound 6 blocks east. A converted auto shop, walls reinforced with steel plates, armed guards patrolling the roof. "Party's tonight," he muttered, tossing me a burner phone. "El Toro's celebrating his niece's quinceanera. Whole crew'll be there." I scrolled through the photos he'd taken, balloons, a pink cake, a teenage girl in a frilly dress posing with an AK. Guests. 50-60. Mostly family. A few cops. He hesitated. Ramirez is on the payroll. He'll be there. The telescope creaked as I adjusted the lens. "Good. You're not actually going to do this, right?" Javier's voice rose. "It's a kid's party." I turned. "How old was your sister when they took her?" He flinched. 12. I pressed. 13? "Selling her body to pay off your debts." "Fuck you." I grabbed his jaw, forcing him to meet my eyes. "This is how we save her. How we save all of them." He trembled, tears cutting through the dirt on his face. Then he nodded. The flock armed themselves with whatever they could find, kitchen knives, broken bottles, a chainsaw Ghost had borrowed from a construction site. Diego distributed the wine, doubling the dose, until their pupils swallowed the irises. Lacey giggled as she tied her hair back with barbed wire. "Gonna make a necklace for El Toro," she slurred. "Pretty, right?" I loaded the shotgun with salt rounds, crude, painful, non-lethal. I needed witnesses, not corpses. "Remember," I said, addressing the horde from the pulpit. "We're not murderers. We're missionaries." They howled. The auto shop throbbed with music, bass shaking the street. Pink and white streamers fluttered from the guard towers, catching the orange glow of the streetlights. A bouncer at the door patted down guests, laughing as he palmed a flask from Atia's purse. We struck at 9:27 p.m. Ghost revved the chainsaw, its roar drowning the Bonda music as he charged the door. The bouncer reached for his pistol, too slow. The blade caught him in the ribs, spraying the streamers red. Chaos erupted. The flock flooded in, screaming psalms. Lacey leapt onto the dessert table, smashing the quinceanera cake with a hammer. "Repent," she shrieked, shoving frosting into a Sicario's eyes. Diego ducked through the crowd, slashing tires on the SUVs parked inside. I strode through the carnage, shotgun braced against my shoulder. A guard lunged from the shadows, click boom. The salt round blew his knee backward. He collapsed, howling. El Toro's niece stood frozen on the stage, her pink dress spattered with blood. The AK trembled in her hands. "Pipor favor," she whimpered, aiming at my chest. I lowered the gun. "What's your name?" "Emaria. Like the Virgin." I stepped closer. "Do you pray, Maria?" She sobbed, finger hovering over the trigger. I grabbed the barrel, pressed it to my forehead. "Then pray now." Click. Empty. I wrenched the rifle away. "Run." She fled, heels clattering, as Ghost's chainsaw tore through the sound system. Feedback screeched. The music died. El Toro emerged from the back office, shirtless, a gold-plated desert eagle in each hand. "Padre," he bellowed, firing wildly. A meth head named Rufus exploded beside me, brains painting the Feliz Quince banner. I ducked behind a pickup truck, reloading. "You're outnumbered, Jeef. You're out of your mind." He fired again, shattering the windshield above me. "This is my city. My familia. Not anymore." I nodded to Diego, crouched in the rafters. The kid yanked the fire alarm. Sprinklers hissed on, drenching the room. The flock froze, confused, as water diluted the coke in their systems. El Toro grinned. "Nice trick, puto. Now what?" I pulled the flare from my cassock and struck it. "Now we rise." The flame arced through the dark, landing in a puddle of gasoline Diego had poured earlier. Fire erupted, climbing the walls, swallowing the streamers. El Toro screamed as the blaze reached his armory. Boom. The explosion blew out the windows. The flock scattered, fleeing into the night with pockets full of stolen cash and guns. I lingered, watching El Toro crawl toward the exit, his back charred and bubbling. "Help me," he croaked. I knelt, pressing the shotgun to his cheek. "Confess your sins." He spat in my face. I pulled the trigger. Ramirez found me at the riverbank, scrubbing blood off my hands. The skyline glowed orange, the auto shop still burning 2 hours later. "You killed a 15-year-old's party," he said, lighting a cigarette. Real brave. She lived. I stood, water dripping from my sleeves. Check the hospitals. He grabbed my arm, fingers digging into the bullet graze from the fight. This ends now. I've got enough to bury you. Arson. Assault. Kidnapping. I laughed. You think the DA will care? This city's a corpse, Luis. You're just pissed someone else started chewing the bones. He slammed me against a dumpster, his pistol jammed under my chin. I could have helped you. Back when you were just a junkie priest with a savior complex. You did help. I nodded to the chalice in his back seat, half full of wine. Still keeping it close, I see. He flinched. I twisted free. How's the high these days? Still taste God. He didn't answer. The church was a refugee camp when I returned. The flock huddled in the nave, stitching wounds, snorting residue from the chalice. Diego knelt by the baptismal font, now a makeshift coffin for Mrs. O'Leary. We need to bury her, he said quietly. I gripped his shoulder. Soon. When? He jerked away. You said we were safe. You said God would protect us. The room fell silent. I backhanded him. He hit the floor, blood trickling from his lip. The flock stared, eyes wide, as I loomed over him. God protects those who fight, I hissed. You want safety? Go back to the streets. See how long you last. He curled into a ball, sobbing. I turned to the others. El Toro's dead. Tonight, we take his territory. His product. His power. I raised the chalice, refilled with wine thick enough to choke a horse. Who's with me? They surged forward, hands grasping, mouths open. Even Diego crawled back. Chapter 4, Judas Kisses. The problem with miracles is they rot faster than corpses. El Toro's territory collapsed overnight. Stash houses picked clean, dealers either dead or kneeling at my altar. The flock strutted through the streets like kings, flashing stolen Rolexes and Glocks with pearl handles. Diego took over the auto shop, turning it into a meth lab that reeked of ammonia and ambition. Ghost opened a brothel in El Toro's old brownstone, rebranding it the Second Coming. Even Lacey found purpose, distributing vials of holy coke to schoolyards, her barbed wire necklace rusting around her throat. But power is a communion wafer, dissolve too fast, leave you hungrier than before. The first sign of rot came on a Tuesday. I was blessing a shipment of fentanyl disguised as baptismal candles when Diego stormed into the sacristy, reeking of sweat and chem lab chemicals. They're dropping, he said, voice trembling. Like flies, man. Some shit in the product. I didn't look up. Cut it with more baking soda. It's not the cut. He slammed a vial on the desk. Inside, the coke glittered faintly green. Javier's been mixing in fucking fent. Says it's your orders. The lie tasted familiar, bitter as sacramental wine. I pocketed the vial. Bring him. Javier knelt in the confessional, hands zip-tied, a bruise blooming over his left eye. Diego had worked him over good, split lip, missing tooth, the Santa Muerte tattoo on his neck smeared with blood. You're stealing, I said, tossing the tainted vial into his lap. He laughed, spitting red onto the floor. Stealing? You gave me this job, Padre. Keep the flock fed, you said. Well, guess what? They're hungry. Your magic wine ain't enough anymore. I crouched, gripping his chin. So you poison them? Poison. His eyes flashed. You think I'm the villain here? You turn them into animals. They're sucking the pipes dry, selling their kids for another hit. At least El Toro kept order. The shotgun leaned against the wall. I traced its barrel, cold and smooth. Where's your sister? He froze. Rosa, right? 12 years old. Last seen in a motel off I-95. I clicked the safety off. You really think I wouldn't check? Tears cut through the grime on his face. They'll kill her. I'll kill her. I pressed the barrel to his forehead. Unless you confess. He broke fast. The cartel had a new leader, El Toro's widow, La Viuda. She'd promised Javier his sister back if he destabilized my operation. The fent was phase one. Phase two involved a SWAT raid, a firebombing, and my head on a spike outside the precinct. She's got cops in her pocket, Javier whispered. Even Ramirez. I believed him. The betrayal tasted like ash. Ramirez found me at the river again, watching the sunrise bleed across the oily water. He looked worse, sallow skin, jittery hands, the chalice-shaped flask bulging in his coat pocket. Heard about the overdoses, he said, lighting a cigarette with unsteady fingers. 8 dead last night. One was a pregnant 16-year-old. I tossed a pebble into the current. And, he grabbed my shoulder, spinning me around. And, you're a fucking monster now. When did that happen? I smiled. When you started drinking my wine. He flinched, the flask burning a hole in his pocket. I'm trying to help you. Help. I yanked the flask free, unscrewed the cap. The smell hit me, sacramental Cabernet, laced with my signature blend. You're addicted, Luis. You crave it. Dream about it. But you've even started seeing him, haven't you? His fist connected with my jaw. I hit the dirt, tasting blood, as he loomed over me. You don't know shit about what I see. I laughed, wiping my mouth. Tell me, when you close your eyes, is it heaven, or just more of this hell? He aimed his pistol at my face. I should have killed you that first night. But you didn't. I stood slowly, the flask dangling between us. Because part of you still wants to believe. His finger twitched on the trigger. I pressed the flask to his lips. He drank. The flock turned feral fast. By dusk, the church was a war zone. Junkies brawled over dwindling supplies, smashing stained glass and shitting in the font. Ghosts' girls had fled, taking the cash reserves with them. Lacey crouched in the pulpit, gnawing on a human ear she'd ripped off a dealer. Tastes like sin, she giggled, blood dripping down her chin. Diego met me at the door, a machete in one hand, a bag of uncut coke in the other. They're out of control, he hissed. We gotta cut them off. Go cold turkey. I shoved past him. Gather the loyal ones. We're moving. Where? Somewhere even God can't find us. The tunnels beneath St. Ignatius stank of mold and forgotten sins. Built during Prohibition, they snaked for miles under the city, speakeasies, crypts, a half-collapsed opium den. I discovered them my first year, chasing a meth head who'd stolen the collection plate. Now they'd be our tomb. The loyalists numbered 12, Diego, Ghost, Lacey, and 9 others too far gone to question orders. We dragged generators, mattresses, and the remaining product into the deepest chamber, a vaulted cellar littered with rusted hypodermics. Cozy, Ghost muttered, chainsaw idling at his side. I handed out gas masks. Put them on. Lacey giggled, twirling hers like a hat. Are we gonna gas the cops? Worse. I uncapped the jugs of liquid fentanyl I'd stolen from Javier's lab. We're gonna gas ourselves. Even Diego blanched. What the fuck? Trust me. I poured the fent into humidifiers, the machines coughing to life. The cartel thinks we're weak. Let them. The mist rose, sweet and deadly. The loyalists coughed, swayed, then collapsed, eyes rolling back, limbs spasming. I counted the seconds, my own mask sealed tight. At 60, I killed the machines. At 90, they began to twitch. At 120, they rose, pupils blown, veins throbbing, mouths frothing with unholy hunger. Lacey moaned, arching her spine like a cat in heat. I feel him. I removed my mask. Who do you serve? They fell to their knees. You. La Viuda's men came at midnight. They stormed the church first, flashbangs and Molotovs turning the nave into an inferno. When they found the tunnels, they came grinning, night vision goggles, silenced MP5s, the works. They didn't expect the ambush. Lacey dropped from the ceiling, sinking her teeth into a Sicario's jugular. Ghost revved his chainsaw, carving through Kevlar like butter. Diego moved like a shadow, slitting throats with a sacramental knife. I watched from the shadows, shotgun in hand, as La Viuda's squad fell. They screamed prayers, cursed their mothers, begged for mercy. None came. The last man standing was a rookie, barely 18, pissing himself as I pressed the barrel to his crotch. Message for your boss, I said. This is my city now. Click boom. His screams echoed all the way to hell. Ramirez found me in the ruins of the church, sifting through ashes for the chalice. You win, he said, voice hollow. La Viuda's retreating. The mayor's calling you a community leader. I pried the chalice from the rubble, its silver warped but unbroken. And you? He drew his pistol. I'm here to arrest you. I turned, chalice in one hand, shotgun in the other. For what? Saving souls. For Mrs. O'Leary, he snarled. For Javier's sister. For every kid ODing in a gutter because of your miracle cure. The loyalists emerged from the tunnels, twitching and gasping, their eyes black as sin. Ramirez backed up, aiming wildly. Stay the fuck back. I raised the chalice. Join us, Luis. Taste the truth. No. He fired. The bullet took Diego in the throat. The kid collapsed, gurgling, hands clutching the wound as if he could stitch himself back together. The loyalists froze, heads cocked, waiting for orders. I knelt beside Diego, chalice in hand. Drink. He choked, blood bubbling. F fuck you. I poured the wine down his throat. He died convulsing. Ramirez ran. I let him. The loyalists dragged Diego's body to the baptismal font, now a coffin for traitors. Lacey hummed Ave Maria as she peeled the skin from his face, fashioning a mask. Now he's perfect, she crooned. I climbed to the bell tower, the city sprawled below like a necropolis. Flames flickered in the distance, La Viuda's last stand. Sirens wailed. Somewhere, a child screamed. The chalice warmed in my grip, the wine inside swirling like liquid night. Feed my sheep. I drank. We all did. Chapter 5, The Communion of Wrath. The bell tower shuddered with each gust of wind, its rusted cross groaning like a dying man. Below, Diego's body lay splayed across the altar, his face a waxen mask beneath the flickering votives. Lacey had sewn his lips shut with piano wire, so he don't gossip in hell, and draped him in a stole stolen from a dead bishop. The loyalists circled him, chanting a bastardized Latin hymn as they anointed his corpse with cocaine and gasoline. Memento mori. I raised the chalice, its rim crusted with Diego's dried blood. He died for us, I intoned, the lie sweet on my tongue. A martyr. A saint. Ghost snorted, his chainsaw idling at his side. A saint with a slit throat. The room tensed. Lacey's head snapped toward him, her barbed wire necklace digging into her scabbed neck. Blasphemer, she hissed. I stepped between them, the shotgun slung across my back a silent arbitrator. Ghost has a point, I said, watching the loyalists' faces twitch like cornered rats. Diego's death, it was a sacrifice. A lesson. What lesson? Ghost pressed, knuckles whitening on the chainsaw's grip. That you'll feed us to the wolves the second it suits you? The chalice trembled in my hand. Not from fear, from the hunger. The wine called to me, a siren song of numbness and power. I drank deep, letting the burn steady my voice. The lesson is that weakness dies, that only the faithful survive. Lacey lunged at Ghost, her teeth bared. He swung the chainsaw up, the blade snarling, but I fired a salt round into the ceiling. Plaster rained down. Enough, I roared. La Viuda is out there. She's coming. And if we tear ourselves apart, she'll pick the meat from our bones. They froze, the coke in their veins warring with primal fear. What's the plan, Padre? Lacey whispered, her pupils swallowing the room. I smiled. We give her a welcome fit for Judas. The devil's bargain. Javier found me in the tunnels at dawn, his sister's doll in hand. A frayed thing with button eyes and a dress stained with motor oil. She's got Rosa, he said, voice hollow. La Viuda. Says if I don't bring her your head by sundown, she'll. He crumpled, sobbing into the doll's yarn hair. I crouched, pressing a vial of uncut coke into his palm. You've been a terrible brother, Javier. A coward. A liar. He flinched. But God forgives. I gripped his chin, forcing him to meet my gaze. Bring La Viuda here. Tell her I'm alone. Weak. His tears glinted in the flashlight's beam. She'll kill me. She'll try. I stood, brushing dirt from my cassock. But we'll be waiting. Ramirez's descent. The detective came at noon, a specter in a rumpled trench coat. He'd lost weight, his cheekbones sharp as shivs, the chalice-shaped flask gleaming in his hand. I need more, he rasped, cornering me in the crypt. I lit a cigarette off the eternal flame, its blue glow reflecting in his desperate eyes. You're drowning, Luis. Don't. He grabbed my collar, the flask clattering to the floor. You did this. You twisted me. I laughed, blowing smoke in his face. You twisted yourself. Could have walked away. Could have been a hero. He slammed me against the wall, his breath reeking of sacramental rot. Give. Me. The wine. I nodded to the shadows. Ghost emerged, chainsaw roaring, and Ramirez stumbled back. You're out of your depth, detective, I said, straightening my stole. But there's a place for you here. With us. He fled, but not before pocketing the flask. The Feast of Fools. La Viuda arrived at dusk, her army cloaked in the ashes of El Toro's empire. They rolled up in a black hearse, her sicarios spilling out like maggots from a carcass. She stepped last, her widow's veil billowing in the sulfur-tinged wind. Padrecito, she purred, her machete tapping the hearse's hood. You look famished. I stood at the church doors, arms spread, my cassock flapping like a vulture's wings. Come in, I called. We've prepared a feast. She laughed, sharp as a scalpel. I'd rather eat in hell. A snap of her fingers, and her men charged. The battle of the nave. They never saw the loyalists. Lacey dropped from the rafters, landing on a sicario's shoulders and sinking her teeth into his skull. Ghost revved the chainsaw, carving a path to La Viuda, his laughter mingling with screams. The pews erupted in gunfire, the stained glass saints shattering into shrapnel. I strode through the chaos, shotgun barking, salt rounds shredding flesh. La Viuda's men fell, clutching their wounds, but she stood her ground, a statue of vengeance, her machete glinting. "This was his church," she screamed, deflecting Ghost's blade with a metallic shriek. "You desecrate his memory." I pressed the shotgun to her temple. "Memories don't pay tribute." Her veil slipped, revealing a face carved with grief and rage. "Kill me, and my men will burn this place to the ground. They're welcome to try." The blast tore through her skull, painting the altar in a fresco of bone and brain. The Judas kiss. The loyalists cheered, looting the corpses, but the victory soured fast. Ramirez returned with SWAT. They stormed the church, flashbangs blooming like hellfire, their rifles chanting a staccato hymn. Ghost took 3 rounds to the chest, his chainsaw dying with a wet gurgle. Lacey danced through the bullets, her barbed wire necklace catching the throat of a rookie before a sniper dropped her. I retreated to the bell tower, the chalice burning in my grip. Below, Ramirez climbed, his pistol gleaming. "Michael," he screamed, voice raw. "It's over." I poured the last of the wine, my reflection warped in its poison depths. "You're right, Luis. It's time to rise." He reached the landing, gun raised, just as I hurled the chalice into the nave. It shattered, the wine igniting the gasoline-soaked pews. Flames roared. The church became a pyre. Chapter 6, Hallelujah. The flames rise like a congregation of vengeful angels, their golden wings licking the rafters of St. Ignatius. Smoke claws at my lungs, thick and acidic, but the wine in my veins burns hotter. I stand at the pulpit, the shotgun heavy in my grip, the chalice dangling from my belt like a grenade. Below me, the nave is a Hieronymus Bosch painting come to life. Loyalists sprawling with SWAT, Ghost's chainsaw snarling through body armor, Lacey perched on the crucifix like a deranged seraphim, hurling shards of stained glass like holy shrapnel. Ramirez shouts my name from the confessionals, his voice fraying at the edges. "Michael." He's bleeding from a gash above his eye, his pistol trembling. "You don't have to die here." I laugh. The sound startles even me, rasping, unhinged, the laugh of a man who's already tasted hell. "We've all died here, Luis. You just haven't stopped breathing yet." A SWAT officer lunges at me, baton raised. I sidestep, slam the shotgun stock into his throat, and send him sprawling into the baptismal font. The water hisses as blood swirls into the holy pool. Sacrament of the damned. Lacey shrieks above the din, her barbed wire necklace garroting a cop as she rides him to the ground. "Repent," she screams, straddling his chest, glass shard poised above his eye. "Repent and be." The gunshot cuts her off. Her head snaps back, a red rose blooming between her eyes. She topples, still grinning, into the flames. Ramirez lowers his smoking pistol, face ashen. "Stop this." But it's too late. The fire has a voice now, howling through the shattered stained glass, chewing through the pews. The roof groans, timbers snapping like broken spines. Ghost goes down under a hail of bullets, his chainsaw sputtering as he crawls toward the altar, leaving a slick trail of guts behind him. "Padre," he gurgles, hand outstretched. "Forgive him." A SWAT boot crushes his skull. I pump the shotgun. Click. Empty. Ramirez seizes the moment, tackling me into the pulpit. We crash through the rotten wood, landing in a heap of splinters and shotgun shells. His fists are fury, cracking my ribs, splitting my lip. "This is over," he roars, pinning me with a knee to the chest. "You lost." I spit blood in his face. "Then why are you crying?" He freezes. A tear cuts through the soot on his cheek. The chalice presses into my hip, still full. I grab it, jam it against Ramirez's mouth. "Drink," I hiss. "See what I saw." He struggles, but the wine spills down his throat anyway. Flashback, the first sacrament. 5 years ago. The hospital ER reeks of antiseptic and despair. I'm Dr. Michael Voss, not father yet, stitching up a teenager who OD'd on his daddy's oxy. His mother weeps in the corner, rosary beads clattering. "Save him," she begs. "Please." But he's already gone. Flatline whines. I pump his chest anyway, my hands raw, my scrubs soaked in his vomit. "Live, damn you." He doesn't. The mother claws my face, screaming curses. Security drags her out. I lock myself in the supply closet, steal a vial of fentanyl, and shoot it into my thigh. The world softens. The guilt fades. For the first time, I hear God, not in the silence, but in the static. Feed my sheep. The present inferno. Ramirez gasps as the wine hits him. His pupils swallow the room, black and bottomless. What is this? Truth, I say. He convulses, memories flooding him. His first bribe, the kid he framed, the wife who left when the drinking got bad. He screams, clutching his head, as the fire climbs the walls. I crawl free, dragging myself toward the altar. The crucifix tilts drunkenly, Christ's face melted into a scream. Below it, Diego's corpse grins up at me, his stitched lips straining against the wire. You promised, he seems to say. You promised we'd be saints. A timber crashes behind me. The roof buckles, raining embers. SWAT retreats, choking on smoke, but the loyalists stay, rapturous, deranged, letting the flames kiss their skin. Father! A hand grabs my ankle. Javier, half his face burned away, his sister's doll clutched to his chest. Rosa! La Viuda, she's in the tunnels. I kneel, though the heat blisters my palms. Where? He presses a key into my hand, stamped with El Toro's skull. Save her. His eyes glaze. I close them with a thumbprint of ash. Rest now. The tunnels, a baptism in blood. The tunnels stink of wet earth and death. La Viuda's voice echoes ahead, sharp as a scalpel. You think you've won? She's got Rosa by the hair, the girl's wrists bound with rosary beads. I'll make you watch her burn. The girl whimpers. She's tiny, fragile, her eyes the same brown as Javier's. I step into the flickering lamplight, shotgun reloaded. Let her go. La Viuda laughs, pressing a knife to Rosa's throat. Or what? You'll shoot. You'll miss. No, I toss the gun aside. I'll repent. Her smirk falters. What? I drop to my knees, hands raised. I'm tired, Hermana. Tired of the blood. The lies. The words taste like poison, but I sell them with a tremor in my voice. Take the girl. Take the tunnels. Just let me walk away. She hesitates. Greed flickers in her eyes. The chance to own everything. You'll leave the city? Tonight. I bow my head. God's will. She shoves Rosa forward. Run, she tells the girl. Rosa stumbles toward me. La Viuda follows, knife raised, ready to slit my throat. But Rosa's no victim. She spins, the rosary beads around her wrists lashing out like a whip. The crucifix strikes La Viuda's eye, burying itself in the socket. The cartel queen shrieks, clawing at her face, and I'm already moving. The key Javier gave me fits the lock on the tunnel's iron gate. Behind it, a river of gasoline glistens, fed from the church's ruins above. This is for Javier, I say, striking a match. La Viuda's scream follows me up the ladder, cut short by the hump of ignited fuel. The tunnels vomit fire, swallowing her, her empire, her sins. The final confession. Ramirez waits in the cemetery, the chalice in his hands. The church collapses behind him, a dying titan, its flames painting the tombstones in hellish hues. You're alive, he says hollow. I take the chalice, fill it with wine from my flask. Disappointed. He doesn't answer. The coke has him now, twitching, sweating, his soul unraveling. I drink, the wine bitter as regret. Why'd you come back, Luis? He stares at the graves. My daughter, she overdosed last year. Fentanyl. A tear falls. I thought if I took you down, maybe I'd forgive myself. The admission hangs between us, raw and ugly. I press the chalice to his lips. There's no forgiveness. Only peace. He drinks. Weeps. The sirens wail closer. The Last Supper. They find us at dawn, SWAT, paramedics, news vans. Ramirez stands at my side, the chalice passing between us, as they circle with rifles raised. Drop the cup, someone shouts. I raise it high, wine sloshing. The blood of Christ. They open fire. The first bullet tears through my shoulder. The second my gut. I crumple against a tombstone, Ramirez catching me, his hands slick with my blood. Why? He chokes. You could have run. I grin, red bubbling between my teeth. All good shepherds die for their flock. He lifts the chalice, hesitates, then drinks the last of the wine. My vision dims. The flames fade. And in the silence, I finally hear him. Well done.